Hi, I'm Dave Crane.
Hi, and I'm Bob Yurchuk. Welcome to Turbocharge, your brand TV.
Hi, I'm Dave Crane. Welcome back to Turbocharge, your brand TV. This is part two of the interview with Bob Yurchuk, one of the top sales gurus in the world, the author of Up Your Bottom Line and Discipline for Life, and also very well known as a speaker in this field and also about mindset. I promise you, you won't see a better speaker wherever you go. Bob is amazing. This is part two of the interview where we catch up and find out more in-depth ways of making you money in a very short amount of time. Honestly, you can't miss it. Turbocharge, your brand TV.
So what about the fact that so many people, in terms of I mean, this must be the same in any business, they want to see what you've got. Now, the minute you put it on the table, there's a danger of them. They know what you've got. They can then find somebody who can supply it cheaper based on your template.
Okay.
How do you cope with that?
We have to understand how buyers buy. And we have a four-step process. And it's normal. And we're not going to get into it in a big way. But number one, well, let's do it quick. You want to buy a dark jacket.
Okay.
You know what you want.
Let's
you want
this one.
Yeah, this one. But you know how much you want to spend.
Yeah.
And let's use a retail example. You walk in the store, a salesperson comes up to you and says what?
Can I help you?
Exactly. Now, you know what you want, but what do you say in return?
No.
No, thank you.
I'm just looking.
Let's understand something. In the first step of the buyer process, the way buyers buy, they will always mislead the salesperson.
Okay.
Why? Because we haven't earned the trust yet.
Yeah.
That's number one. Number two, we find the car that we like. We call over the salesperson. We want to know everything the salesperson knows. We trap them into what we call free consulting. Salespeople spend 80% of their time giving information away. Where would our businesses be today if we gave everything away we knew for nothing?
You wouldn't have a business.
Exactly. So step two is they want to know everything we want to know and don't want to pay for it, free consulting. After we spend that half hour and tell them everything we know about the product, what does the buyer say to us?
I'll come back to you.
Or I'll get back to you, or let me think about it. They lie to us again. They mislead us the third time. But we were good. We managed to get their phone number, their email address. Now, because we have their phone number and email address, does that give us permission to stalk them?
Not until they give you permission to stalk them.
Well, most people don't get permission. I got a phone number and email address, and they assume that that allows them to stalk them. So what they do is they call the client. They leave a voicemail. Do you as a buyer return?
Never, ever,
do you ever reply?
Never,
you see,
ever,
this
ever,
is
ever,
it.
Ever.
They hide. They hide.
Right.
So that's the four steps on how buyers buy. If you don't follow a system, you end up falling into their system.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the problem with sales, is they got caught up in the buyer. Who's in control? The buyers. Who gets rejected? The buyer or the salesperson?
Salesperson.
Salesperson. You see, the person that's asking the questions is the person that's in control. The person answering the questions thinks they're in control. In reality, salespeople are not doing their job. They should be asking the questions to be in control, and the buyer should think they are in control. So our job as a sales professional, using non-traditional techniques, is to help the buyer, through asking questions, discover their own pains, discover their own solutions, which happens to just be your solution, to which you empower them to buy. What we do is we facilitate the buying process versus trying to sell them. We don't convince, we engage. We don't push, we pull. We don't tell, we ask. We don't talk, we listen.
Get the idea? In fact, they sell to themselves.
That's our job. I help you to discover it for yourself so that you buy. Because if it's your idea, who owns it? Who bought it?
It's you. And you're the only person you can blame.
That's
at the end of it.
And that's what makes it different. We help people in that regards.
Now, for many people, sales scares them because we're scared of being rejected, being told no, having to go up to strangers who can turn around at any point and say not interested. How do you get people's heads past that bit?
Okay. Well, there's two things. One, in sales, you got to remember that sales is a relationship building business where you're really paid to build relationships. And the beautiful thing is, the more relationships we have, the bigger our network. The bigger our network, the bigger our net worth. So rather than trying to make a sale, let's start by just building a relationship. Let's go in and determine if they're qualified or not. And who should be rejecting who? It's my job as a salesperson to qualify you, the buyer, and if you're not qualified, it's my job to reject you, right or wrong.
That's very true.
So I have to take control, and that's the way I've got to do it. So now, but I got to maintain a relationship with you while rejecting you. Hence, I may not be able to help you. Remember like we did earlier? You set it up. It's a step-by-step setup, so to say. So the other part is, if you're getting rejected, the buyer's obviously in control. Now, there's ways of getting around it. And I've learned this many times. Once in a job interview, I got to the top, and I think it was with IBM, and part of their strategy was, I learned this later, is they get you all the way to the top, and they say, Bob, we decided not to hire you. And I took it personally and walked out of there. Only later did I leave that I realized, every time you fail, you should always take the time to reflect, what did I learn?
Yeah.
What I learned out of it was, hey, they were just trying to see how I deal with rejection. Now, when someone says no to me, you know, that's fine, I'll pack up my bag, and before I leave, I'll say, excuse me, Dave, before I leave, I would really value your feedback. I want to excel in my profession. Where did I go wrong? What could I have done differently? And you know what happens?
They tell you the buying strategy.
You got it. The next thing you know, they're building a relationship and they're buying from you.
Yeah.
The other thing is, no. Okay, Dave, is that no for now or no forever?
That's very true.
Go ahead.
It was no for now.
No for now? When's now going to be over?
Well, definitely right now. Brilliant, brilliant. So we're talking about, I mean, my philosophy for that is very simple. When somebody says no to you, they're not saying no to you. You basically, rejection is not getting something you didn't have in the first place anyway.
Yeah, one of the things we teach in Attitude is we talk about role and identity. When you get rejected or you fail, is it role or identity?
Okay, yeah.
It's role, usually. Yeah, but what happens is we take role failure, role rejection, we bring it over the identity, we beat ourselves up, we criticize ourselves, we lower our self-esteem, our self-respect, our self-worth.
So role is the job you're doing, the business side.
Yes.
Identity is you personally.
You personally.
Okay, got you.
So in other words, role is your external, your identity is your internal, and it's internal that matters. And we're so busy on the outside world, we don't spend enough time in the inside world. So what we do is we teach people how to draw a line, separate role from identity. Let your role fluctuate. Your identity, get yourself back up to a 10. This is all you've got.
Yeah.
And you got to respect this and work with it. You don't criticize it. You build it up. You recognize yourself for having the courage of trying something. You look for the lesson learned. You give yourself permission to go out and have learning opportunities every day. Permission to fail so that you can use them to learn. And I can tell you, Dave, I'm so happy. I failed so much in my life that success is finally stacked in my favor.
Fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. Don't you wish you failed more often?
Perhaps not as much as that, but yeah. What we're talking about, you've got this brilliant new concept, which is velocity selling. Now, that is effectively creating a relationship with a customer that you wouldn't normally in conventional sales. Is that true?
That's right, yeah. It goes much deeper. We call it the buyer-focused velocity selling system. To master it, first, you got to master buyer focus. Being buyer focused is a very important part. The other part is buyer engagement and learning how to engage buyers. And we teach the strategies, the questions, the whole process, how to go through it. And then, of course, it's buyer empowerment. How do you empower the buyers to buy from you? So what we've done is we've created a program based on continuous learning. You know yourself, you can't change attitudes, behaviors, or competencies in a 1, 2, or 3-day seminar. And what I've been big on, ever since I left the corporate world and got into this business 16 years ago, my whole objective was to stop seeing money being wasted on 1-day, 2-day hits. How can we make things continuous, ongoing? And I had a number of clients, and you know, I got paid some pretty significant bucks for 1 day and 2 days, and I had clients here in Dubai, they gave me 50 days. Now, of course, 50 days, it's a lower fee, but it's always been their number. And I've been paid as high as $7,000 a day for 50 days, which is a great contract. But here's the thing, we turned that organization around. They had a target of $5.7 billion. They were only at $2.4 at the end of September. Year end was December. And we managed to change our way of thinking, change the way they did things, targeted in on the high-end A buyers, as we call them, and by the end of the year, they surpassed their target. We more than doubled the revenue in the last 3 months of the year. So it was quite an accomplishment. But here's the thing, it's only through continuous learning that we can do it. The challenge is, not everybody can afford me on a continuous basis. So about 4 years ago, when the recession hit, I kind of said, you know, this has been great. I saw 40-some countries, I've had a good run, but how can I take this to the individual salesperson? How can I make something that's affordable and accessible to everybody, and yet maintains that continuous learning? I thought about it. I remember, you know, we went to a lot of these internet conferences. I listened to it. I see what you've done with Turbo Brand TV, and I think it's absolutely Turbocharge Your Brand TV. And I was just so blown away by it all. it kept challenging me, and how can I do something that could be ongoing? So last year, I partnered with the world's leader in interactive virtual training. And we came across an agreement, it's all video-based, and we created over 300 learning modules where the videos are anywhere from 2 to 7 minutes. It includes workbook exercises and testing. So it's me on video with you one-on-one on the computer. I teach you some stuff, put you into a workbook to do some exercises. You then go out and apply it in the real world. You come back, you write a test. And then you move on to the next. And you got to pass each test to move on to the next module. And what we've done, it comes across in three different kind of plans. One is an individual. Two is a small business, less than 10 people. And corporate plans for more than 10 people. Now here's the beauty of it. Not only does it give you interactive learning with adult learning techniques, workbook exercise and testing, monitoring, tracking, and reporting. You can have a company with 30 offices around the world, and I can have each management team set up so that it all funnels up to one and you know where everybody's learning and everything else. Now the beauty with the small business and the corporate is I can give you all the added values, quarterly keynotes, live sessions, teleseminars, webinars, or take one of your trainers, bring them into the system, certify them as a trainer so you have an in-house resource. And if you're small business or corporate, press inquiry, the email comes to me, and we'll talk. I could work in anybody's budget now. I'm affordable and I'm accessible.
Everybody should have a piece of you, Bob, for definitely. One question I want to ask you. It's all about personal branding. Nowadays, with social media, with the ability to market yourself, anybody can market themselves as a business, even from the point of view of being a very small entity. You don't need to have all the huge PR and all the big budget spend. What would you say is the best way for a small business to reach, to get out there and be seen as a big entity?
Well, they certainly have to have presence. Now, presence is not only website, social media, but it's presence in the community, presence in your target market. We talk about creating a personal marketing plan. There's two parts. There's the business brand, and then there's you, the person they buy from. Because let's face it, who do people buy first?
They buy you.
They buy you. So what are you doing to position yourself in the marketplace as an expert so people come looking for you by name? And we give a number of tips there, from writing articles, blogs, to speaking to your target groups and giving them value added. Not selling, but going in and giving them value added, getting involved in charitable events, being profiled, putting out press releases, speaking. There's so many things you could do to position yourself and your brand as an expert. As you've done, you've positioned yourself as an expert. And that's the kind of thing people need to do. And actually, all they need to do is watch your programs.
There you go. I couldn't have said it better myself.
No, but that's all they got to do. I mean, really.
It's all there.
It's all there.
It's all there.
It's all there. All you got to do is watch, listen, and do.
There you go. I couldn't put it better myself. Bobby Orechuk, you are the man. You are billed right now as the fourth best salesperson on the planet. I think it's going to go higher next year, obviously.
Well, I appreciate that,
and I'll
David.
Keep putting my votes in to make sure that happens. Well, I'll contact you. The powers that be. Always a pleasure, Bob.
Hey, thank you, David. Thank I appreciate you the time. Thank
Excellent. You. There you go, Bobby Orechuk. Some great ideas there about how you can improve your business. And also, in terms of sales, that thing that scares everybody, hopefully as a result of that, it won't scare you quite so much anymore. We've got more great stars, great interviews, and great tips coming up for you in future episodes. So keep watching Turbocharge Your Brand TV.
You got it, Dave.
How cool is that? More great interviews on the way. And if you want to ask me anything for the future and get certain stars in that you want me to chat to, you can contact me at dave@thelifedesigners.com. And I promise I'll get back to you. I will. Don't be like that. More great stuff coming up, so stick around. Turbocharge Your Brand TV.